This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 27th. I'm Paul Plack. NTSB says those Northwest pilots who overflew Minneapolis blame not arguments, not fatigue, but distraction caused by using their laptop computers on the flight deck. Two separate incidents involving NATO helicopters have killed 14 Americans in Afghanistan in a single day. Few details are available about either of the Monday incidents. An elderly pilot who crashed, killing six, had been warned by doctors not to keep driving after four car wrecks. He neglected to mention that when renewing his medical. The Aircraft Electronics Association has filed comments with the FAA opposing the imposition of SMS on maintenance organizations. AirTran Airways earned a $10.4 million quarterly profit, and the Airline Pilots Association says AirTran pilots expect their piece. Southwest Airlines has settled a shareholder lawsuit stemming from safety violations regarding fatigue crack inspections that resulted in payment of $7.5 million in fines to the FAA last year. Doug Ritter, chairman of the Equipped to Survive Foundation, will offer two seminars at AOPA Summit next week. Door prizes will include $5,000 worth of 406 megahertz locators and other gear. Travelers says it will exit the general aviation insurance market in the U.S. And undergrads face a deadline of tomorrow night to submit their proposals for NASA's Reduced Gravity Education Flight Program. Find full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt's address at NBAA 2009, in which he talks about the role of safety management systems in making one of aviation's safest segments even safer. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.